You will hear an interview with a woman called Penelope Lee, giving advice on how to revise. I'm really pleased to have Penelope Lee with us today to talk about the best ways to revise in preparation for an exam. What's your number one piece of advice, Penelope?
Well, some students might not like to hear this, but there's no easy solution. The best way to learn something is to understand it. This will put the information into your long-term memory, and you're less likely to forget it.
So how do we do that? It sounds quite challenging.
Some people choose to read things again and again, hoping this will help them remember. But most of the time, this doesn't work. You should underline or make a note of key points. And a great tip is to try explaining these points to a friend or relative. If you can explain it clearly, you probably understand it.
What do you think about trying to revise a few days before an exam?
This isn't always a good idea. It's okay if you just want to go over things you've learnt in previous weeks or months, but not to rely on this method on its own. Organise your revision over weeks or even months, going over your notes occasionally to remind yourself of key points.
Are some subjects easier to revise than others?
I'm not sure the subject matter is important. I think it's more about being interested in what you're learning. If the subject is boring, it's more difficult to understand and learn the main points. Unfortunately, some of us have to learn subjects like these, so try to make them interesting by revising with someone who loves the subject. They may be able to help make it more interesting.
What about music? Can that help us concentrate?
It's difficult to say. I know some people love listening to their favourite tunes when they revise. I personally find it difficult to concentrate if a song comes on that I love. And actually, research has been carried out that showed listening to music doesn't improve our ability to revise, so it's not something I would do.
Okay. So, any more tips for students who are listening?
Okay. Let's imagine you've successfully understood key points and just want to remember them for the exam. Try making a word out of the first letters of each key point. Then all you need to do is remember the word or make a story using the key points. These are better ways of learning than trying to remember lists on their own.
Now listen again. I'm really pleased to have Penelope Lee with us today to talk about the best ways to revise in preparation for an exam. What's your number one piece of advice, Penelope?
Well, some students might not like to hear this, but there's no easy solution. The best way to learn something is to understand it. This will put the information into your long-term memory, and you're less likely to forget it.
So how do we do that? It sounds quite challenging.
Some people choose to read things again and again, hoping this will help them remember. But most of the time, this doesn't work. You should underline or make a note of key points. And a great tip is to try explaining these points to a friend or relative. If you can explain it clearly, you probably understand it.
What do you think about trying to revise a few days before an exam?
This isn't always a good idea. It's okay if you just want to go over things you've learnt in previous weeks or months, but not to rely on this method on its own. Organise your revision over weeks or even months, going over your notes occasionally to remind yourself of key points.
Are some subjects easier to revise than others?
I'm not sure the subject matter is important. I think it's more about being interested in what you're learning. If the subject is boring, it's more difficult to understand and learn the main points. Unfortunately, some of us have to learn subjects like these, so try to make them interesting by revising with someone who loves the subject. They may be able to help make it more interesting.
What about music? Can that help us concentrate?
It's difficult to say. I know some people love listening to their favourite tunes when they revise. I personally find it difficult to concentrate if a song comes on that I love. And actually, research has been carried out that showed listening to music doesn't improve our ability to revise, so it's not something I would do.
Okay. So, any more tips for students who are listening?
Okay. Let's imagine you've successfully understood key points and just want to remember them for the exam. Try making a word out of the first letters of each key point. Then all you need to do is remember the word or make a story using the key points. These are better ways of learning than trying to remember lists on their own.